Thank you, Keith. I think you're going to be showing the slides for me today. I hope you can keep up with me and follow me, because I go all over the place. I know I have notes, but I never follow them. So, slide one, 2020 vision. Have you got 2020 vision? How clearly are you seeing? So I'm sure at some point everyone in their life has experienced this eye chart. Yes? Yeah. So I've experienced it since I was 4. And you think by now I'd know it all off by heart, wouldn't you, after 60 years? And I can remember as a child actually trying to memorise it. And I remember once going, and I think the optician was looking at me, mum saying, "She knows it, that's amazing." But I'd just memorised it, I couldn't really see it. So as a little girl, yes, my mum started to notice that I was getting closer and closer to the television, which wasn't like one of these TVs that we have these days. It was just a tiny little box in the corner of the room. And I used to get closer and closer, and then I'd be like this, covering one eye up because I couldn't see. So my mum took me to the opticians. And then I was given some lovely pink National Health glasses. Does everybody remember them? Well, these were lovely pink glasses, but unfortunately, the glass in them was like jam jars. So I had this permanent dint in my nose, and they used to make my nose so sore. And then as a little girl, I was always breaking them, sitting on them. So I've got many, many photos of me as a little girl with sellotape wrapped around the arm of my glasses. So the phrase 2020 vision refers to the reading chart that opticians use. And a bit of trivia, where's Andy? A bit of trivia for you, Andy. It's called the Snellen chart, and it was invented in 1862 and still used today, which I think is amazing. It's just not a big board in the corner of the room now, it's electronic. So 2020 vision means you can see 20 feet clearly. Right, let me get this right. 2020 vision means having standard healthy vision, clarity or sharpness from a distance. It means you can clearly see at 20 feet what a person with normal vision can see. So I got my lovely glasses and I started to see the world a little bit more clearly. I could see things. Unfortunately, when I went swimming, I had to take them off, and then everything became blurred and hazy again. But then at age 16, my life was transformed when I was able to wear contact lenses. No more dents in my nose, no more magnified eyes, but lots of crazy stories about losing them. Not enough time to share that. But just needless to say, Mark's been my superhero over the years. When I've been crying, I've lost one and I've not been able to see. And he's always managed to find them, haven't you, darling? He's been very good, always, yeah. And so now, with my contact lenses, I was like my peers. I had 20/20 vision and was able to see like everyone else. And research and technology have moved on so much in the past 60 years. We know of many people, many here, who've had cataracts and other eye conditions corrected and being able to see clearly. And I was chatting with someone recently in church who'd had laser eye surgery, and they were saying how transformational that was for them. And I was looking, and unfortunately I've not been able to get them to show today, but I was looking at some clips on YouTube of young children who had got vision-corrected glasses. And just the smiles on the face when suddenly they can see the parents clearly again. And it's just quite emotional to watch. So on to the next slide. The human eye is the amazing part of the body that gives you the sense of sight. It's a special organ about the size of a ping pong ball that acts just like a living camera. Absolutely amazing. It takes in light, figures out shapes and colours, and sends that information straight into your brain. It's incredible. So the eye functions like a biological camera. And all those technical whizzes will know how amazing cameras can be and are. And they've moved on, aren't they, with technology. And a few interesting facts there about eyes. It's the fastest muscle in the body. And there was another one about our blinking. Oh, unique, like fingerprints. No two people have the same iris pattern. So our eyes are incredible. So on to the next slide. So we've talked about natural and physical sight and vision and what a great gift our eyes are. But what about our spiritual vision? How is that? As important as 20/20 physical vision is in our daily lives, clear spiritual vision is even more critical as we make our way through life. The Bible speaks of spiritual blindness, of people living in darkness, yet unaware of how little they truly see. So a few questions. Are you seeing with precision and clarity, or is your vision blurry? As Christians, we all wear spiritual glasses, whether we realise it or not, and we regularly need to check our vision and have a spiritual eye test, just like we have a natural eye test. Clear spiritual vision is vital to our walk with God, our faith, and how we navigate through the world. Our spiritual vision can get clouded by our natural vision, and that can be difficult. When we start to see through our natural lens, through natural vision, we lose clarity of who God is and who we are in Christ. Sometimes we hesitate to get that vision checkup because we get accustomed to the lens we're wearing. So the next slide, please. So the intricacies of vision are incredible. Our eyes can observe tiny details and vast expanses, the wonders of creation, the beauty of people and places around us. But our natural eyesight will only ever enable us to see the appearance of things at a surface level. If we're Christians who are filled with the Holy Spirit, then God also gives us spiritual eyesight. And when we use our spiritual eyes, we can see what is happening beyond our circumstances. Isn't that amazing? With the Holy Spirit, we can see into the spiritual realm and we can observe Jesus at work on behalf of his people. So many of us know the story of blind Bartimaeus, a beggar who from birth was blind. And I try to sort of understand what this is like, because when I take my contact lenses out, I can't see very much, but I can make out things. But to be completely blind and be in darkness must be not a very nice place to be. And Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, and Jesus prayed for him and gave him the gift of sight, which in itself is amazing and a miracle. But he also got an insight into the spiritual realm and the spiritual world as well. And in John 9, verse 25, Bartimaeus says, "I once was blind. I was blind, but now I see. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see." And that's just amazing. And a very popular hymn that even if you're not a Christian, you would know, Amazing Grace, uses the line. John Newton wrote the lyrics, didn't he? "I once was blind, but now I see." And he's talking about a spiritual awakening, not just a physical sight, but this spiritual, he can see with his spiritual eyes now. And then a more modern song, the next slide, please, "Open the Eyes of My Heart," which we sing, is another sort of spiritual metaphor for a deeper understanding of God in the spiritual realm rather than just a physical and intellectual one. It asks us for spiritual sight, God's presence and majesty and love in the midst of the distractions of everyday life. And the words, "Open the eyes of my heart, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you high and lifted up." And then lots of songs, we sung a song this morning, didn't we, that talked about the blind seeing. We sing lots of songs that talk about our spiritual sight, our spiritual eyes. So, can you read this chart? Spiritual eye test coming up. Can you read this chart? There's lots of verses and lots of scriptures that talk in the Bible about sight, vision, eyes. And over the next couple of slides, I'm just going to bring a few of them. So if we go to the next slide, please. So, spiritual eye test. Am I overlooking my own faults while focusing on others? So Matthew 7, 3 to 5 says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own? Now, we're all guilty of this, aren't we? I know all Mark's faults and I can point them out to him every day. I know you know mine, but I don't see mine, I just see yours. And I think we're all guilty of that, aren't we? We can judge people and we can point the finger, but the Bible tells us to look at ourselves first. The next one says, is my attention fixed on temporary things or eternal realities? So 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. I mean, each of these scriptures is a sermon in itself, but I'm not going to go into that. I'm just sharing them with you. The next one says, am I regularly examining my heart before God? That's something we're asked to do before we take the communion, isn't it, to examine ourselves. And Psalm 139:23-24 says, search me, God, and know my heart. See if there is any offensive way in me. And 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. So the Bible asks us to do this. And then the next one, is God's word shaping the way I see and live? James 1:22-25 says, God's word is like a mirror that reveals who we truly are and calls us to act. Like a mirror, so we can see ourselves. Are we liking what we see? And then the next one, and this is something I try and pray all the time, are we seeing people through God's eyes? It's so easy to see people through our lens and make our judgments, but let's start to see people through God's eyes. And in Samuel it says, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And then as well as our eye vision tests, as you get a little bit older, you have to have eye health checks as well. And in Manchester, we're very blessed with a fantastic eye hospital, Manchester Royal Eye Hospital. And if ever you've been there, it's an amazing place. And they do some amazing things for all kinds of eye conditions. I've been there with infections and all kinds of things. I remember going years ago and just looking around and thinking, wow, there's a whole hospital here dedicated just to eyes. You know, that's how important our eyes and our vision and our sight is. And as in the natural, so in the spiritual, our eyes are very important. And in Matthew 6, verse 22, it says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. And that's what we want. We want to be in light, not in darkness, don't we? And I remember a few years ago, we got a new Hoover, didn't we, downstairs. And Joe had come to cut our hair. So there was all hair on the floor and we'd swept it up. And then I hoovered it. And then I realised that this Hoover had a light on it, and I pressed the light, and when I looked again at what I thought the floor was all lovely and clean, this light showed me all the hair that was still there, and me and Joe were amazed. And I thought, that's how God works. He highlights things, he shows us things, lights things up when things are wrong, things aren't right, because we need our body to be full of light. So to summarise, our physical eyes are just incredible organs that enable us to view people and the world through a particular lens. Spiritual sight allows believers to view their current circumstances through the lens of faith rather than a human perspective. Spiritual sight is a divine gift. The Bible encourages us to actively seek it and keep our vision clear. We can do this through prayer, reading scripture, and relying on the Holy Spirit to open our spiritual eyes to the people around us. So for the final slide, as we focus more on God, he becomes more and we become less, which is the right order. Let's start to see people through a God lens, and that will change who we are and our reactions. God is the greatest eye surgeon. Some great ones at Manchester Royal, but God is the best eye surgeon. He created us. And I was thinking about, I don't know whether you've seen the Specsavers adverts, which I think are hilarious, which obviously point out people who aren't quite seeing enough. And the strap line for Specsavers is, should have gone to Specsavers. And I was trying to think of a quick strap line, and I've put, seek God and see better. That's my strap line. So let's all aim for 2020 vision in our spiritual eye test. Thank you.
That's so good. And it actually carries on in the theme that we've been talking about, the Holy Spirit, how important the Holy Spirit is.